Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
It's still pretty early in the state legislative session for a discussion on any bills that we can expect to see regarding Wisconsin agriculture. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Senator Howard Markline is a Republican out of Spring Green, and he gives us an idea of the discussions that are circling the Capitol building. But first, he explains how his role on the Joint Finance Committee and the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee influences policy and the state budget.
So any bill that affects taxation or spending or as acquiring land, selling land, new positions in an agency, that all has to go through the Joint Finance Committee for approval. So, which is a lot of bills. Obviously, there's a price tag attached to a lot of bills. So our committee gets involved on a lot of things. I serve on the Agriculture Committee, but there's a lot of things that go through lots of other committees that may have a fiscal note that Joint Finance Committee ultimately has to weigh in on.
Are you seeing any bills come through the pipeline already? I know we just started a new session, but anything coming along?
Not really. I mean, we've only been in session here now for 3 weeks, so the bills are just starting to get drafted. They're getting referred to committees. There hasn't been a whole lot of committee activity going on. So, I mean, we're early in the process, and, you know, it'll take a little bit here till those bills start hitting the committees, getting out of committees, and then ultimately, if they need action by the Joint Finance Committee, come to us, and then ultimately till they get to the floor of the Senate and the Assembly.
Well, let's talk about the other committee that you're in that's pretty important to Wisconsin agriculture, the Senate Ag and Tourism Committee. Can you give us a preview? You know, how many times have you guys met and anything that you're writing up?
Again, at this point, we're early in the session, so we have not met yet as an Ag and Tourism Committee. I expect we'll be meeting here in the next several weeks. We haven't had any bills referred to our committee, as far as I can tell. It's going to be a while till we get, get things into the pipeline and start hitting the Ag Committee.
That doesn't mean you're not working, right? As we know, winter conferences have been going on for ag organizations, winter meetings, and ag days at the Capitol. So you are in touch with those lobby groups that are vying for agriculture policy. Can you give us some examples of maybe what's come to your desk or come to your attention?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of asks, and we're still early. We've got a lot of meetings scheduled here down the road with a lot of the ag groups. I always look forward to Ag Day at the Capitol. It is my favorite day in the Capitol. I have the most agriculturally dependent Senate district in the state of Wisconsin. So when farmers show up for Ag Day at the Capitol, those are my people. And I just love it. It's a great day. I enjoy it. We'll be hearing a lot from them, you know. And they represent the Farm Bureau and a lot of other farm groups. And we'll be hearing from them on their specific asks.
Yeah, and at the Midwest Farm Report, we publish policy agendas for different groups, whether that's Dairy Business Association, Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, and most recently the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Are they sending it to you also? Are they scheduling meetings with you? What's happening behind the scenes to get that policy moving forward?
So like with the Cheesemakers, they had their meeting last week in Madison, and I spoke to their group when they were here in the Capitol. I've met with them, you know, on their requests that they want in legislation. So, there's a lot of, it takes those groups need to be active, advocating for their groups. But I also think it's incredibly important for the farmers, the cheesemakers, the people that are affected by those groups, that they contact me as well to let me know how important it is that their association is advocating for.
Now, Senator, you have a direct relationship with agriculture. You grew up a farm kid, and how do you feel about ag's representation in the state legislature? I mean, every year it feels like there's less and less people representing us that don't have a farm background.
You're absolutely right. You know, and it is kind of sad. And so one of the biggest challenges we have as rural legislators, as farm kids, as you said, is to educate our colleagues about why something is important. Because if, they represent Green Bay or they represent areas of the state that may not have a lot of agriculture. And it's incumbent upon us as legislators, but also the groups, you know, the Farm Bureau, cheesemakers, all those groups that connect with them. And because we need their votes on it, even though they don't represent farm areas like I do, I need their votes. So it's important that they not only get me on board, because I'll be supportive, obviously, but it's important we get legislators from around the state that are interested in some of those farm topics.
Any special projects or anything close to you regarding agriculture that you think that you'd like to take up or work on this session?
I co-chair the Joint Finance Committee, so the Wisconsin state budget is my biggest priority. That's going to be taking up the bulk of my time here over the next 5 months, probably, till we get a budget done and through the legislature. So that'll be my focus. You know, there will likely be agriculture items included in the budget, you know, that we pass. So, but my biggest priority, again, in the next few months is the state budget. It's a big, I don't know how many billion dollar budget it's going to be, but it, $90 billion or something. It's going to be a big dollar amount, and it's significant. But I'm grateful for the role that I have overseeing the budget, because with my farm background, I'm in a good position to advocate for some of those farm and rural issues.
Anything specific you can point out that your caucus is in support of that you think will make it in the state budget?
So the Dairy Innovation Hub, that was one of the things that I authored a number of years ago. You know, I'm not going to make any commitments. I can't on behalf of our caucus. But given my personal involvement with that in the past, I am pretty confident that the funding is going to continue for the Dairy Innovation Hub. We're happy to have had that, and as well as some of the other, the export grant program in the state. So there's a lot of those things that we passed in prior budgets, and again, it's important that as legislators we remind our colleagues how important these things were, because sometimes we spend money on something, and we forget to tell the story about the success that this funding created.
Senator Howard Markline along with us. He co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee, which means a lot of his attention is going to be focused on the state budget this session. And then he's also on the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.